AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says his prayers are with the victims' families and offered federal assistance. At least 27 deaths have been reported in western New York from a severe winter storm. Mark Poloncarz is Erie County Commissioner.
To all, my deepest condolences, and just thank you to all who've worked very hard to get us through this once-in-a-lifetime generational blizzard.
There have been at least 48 deaths nationwide. Flights are canceled at some airports. FlightAware says about 60% of Southwest Airlines' scheduled flights have been canceled, about 10 times as many as any other major U.S. carrier. A local sheriff says a fourth electrical substation was vandalized late Christmas Day in Washington State, leaving homes temporarily without power. The suspects broke into a fenced area and vandalized equipment, causing a fire. No arrests have been made. Ukraine is negotiating details of a peace summit with Russia. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faced a war crimes tribunal first. Kuleba says Ukraine would like the summit to be held at the United Nations in February, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres moderating.
He has proven himself to be an efficient mediator and an efficient negotiator, and most importantly, as a man of principles and integrity.
South Korea's military fired warning shots, scramble fighter jets, and flew surveillance assets across the heavily fortified border with North Korea after North Korean drones violated its airspace for the first time in 5 years. South Korea's military detected 5 drones from North Korea. AP Votecast found Republican House candidates nationwide won the support of 38% of independent voters during last month's midterms. That lackluster showing among independents helps explain why the GOP flipped just 9 House seats. This is AP News. The South Korean government has formally ended a ban on importing full-body sex dolls.
The South Korean government has formally lifted a ban on the import of full-body sex dolls. The move ends years of debate over how much the government can interfere in South Koreans' personal life. Although there were no laws explicitly banning the import of sex dolls, hundreds if not thousands of the products were seized by customs. Custom officials cited a law that bans the import of goods that harm the country's beautiful traditions and public moral. Importers took the case to courts, most of which agreed that the dolls are used in people's private spaces and don't undermine human dignity. Korean Customs Service have since issued a statement saying its guidelines on sex dolls have been revised. I'm Karen Chamas.
Zach Bryan's new country album is called All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster. On social media, Bryan complained about a massive issue with fare ticket prices to live shows lately. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.